Dan, I don't want to interrupt this song. Man. Great memories. April in the D. Bally Sports Detroit. Let's go. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to Toledo, from Grand Rapids across to Detroit, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on the Michigan Sports Network. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can find us all individually on Twitter. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. And of course, listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Couple of texts coming in. Pudge signed here, 4 years, $40 million. We got to a World Series in 2 years. James McCann signed for the Mets, 4 years, $40 million. Just saying. Question by percentage this year.
Wasn't that 3 years? Or did he sign in 05? I thought he signed in 04.
Pudge?
I thought he signed in 04.
Was Pudge the first signing on that team that kind of jump-started things?
Yeah, but I mean...
I thought he was.
He was like the guy, but I mean... Like, Dimitri Young was an okay player for them. He was like kind of like the spark plug guy, and then Pudge was like... Yeah, this guy's the real deal. Maybe we should consider the Tigers, you know, a threat.
And it jump started into, you know, what was like the worst season ever in 03-04?
February 6, 2004. Pudge signs with
the Tigers. It's third season.
Gotcha.
Here.
And things started to pick up from there. Just saying, question by percentage this year, who has more wins by percentage? Dan Campbell or A.J. Hinch? That one comes from Freddie. Higher winning percentage, the Lions or the Tigers? Oh. The Lions. I mean, you know, with that extra game, 12-5 is looking really good this year. Over for the Tigers, A.J. Hinch is a big plus. People have forgotten all about it in this town because of the pandemic. Also, Spencer Turnbull, a big plus. Give me the over, 69. Okay, 73-75 wins. Finally, they figured out Daniel Norris is a relief pitcher and not a closer. Thank goodness. Let's get to Steve, who's on hold right now on the Meyer Supercenter guest line. Steve, my friend, good morning to you, partner. Happy Thirsty Thursday. It's the first of the month. It's opening day. A lot of activities this morning.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing, Anthony?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, my favorite sport. Favorite sport right here. Hey, Big Dan and Aaron Ryan, for a bumper music, try this. You'll love this. 1968 Tigers theme. I'm a little older than you kids. Tigers theme song in 1968. Go get 'em, Tigers. It's awesome. That'll get you motivated for today.
Act as if we don't remember the summer of 68. I mean, who could forget that, Steve? It was a great time of my life. I don't even remember the 60s. I had so much fun.
Yeah. I had a that was when black and white TVs were, and I had a little one in my bedroom, and I had to share it with my brother in bunk bed. So, anyways, Anthony, you guys are lucky. So, anyways, we were talking about doubleheaders, you guys were, and I'm not saying this again, but seriously, when I was younger, we went to Tiger doubleheaders, and they were played pretty much back to back. No, you know, 2 hours or an hour, 4 hours in between. You had enough time, the grounds crew came up, and, you know, they did the infield, and the pitchers warmed up, maybe half hour at the most. You were back in playing ball. So that I like, because you get the game moving along. And a doubleheader, who doesn't like a doubleheader in the summer? One last thing, and I'll let you guys go. I'm glad that the Tigers have two left-handers, you know, Tarik Skubal and Boyd. But you know what I'm interested in seeing this year is Julio Teheran. 10 years experience, 77-77, 3.1 ERA. I'm not sure what his whip is, but I think that might be an interesting guy to watch. You guys have a great day, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers. There goes Steve. I remember those doubleheaders back in 68. We didn't even have a TV in my bunk beds. All we had was the radio. Huh? theater of the mind.
I mean, the games weren't on the TV anyway.
We didn't even have the World Series was
on. The World Series was on TV. That was about it.
You had to wait every 15 minutes for a score update.
I mean, that's like why they fly. You know why they fly the W at Wrigley?
To let everybody know if they won or lost?
Exactly. Because all the games were day games. So everyone that was riding the L on the way home from work, on the way home from, you know, they'd drive, you know, they'd be going by Wrigley and they'd see the W and they'd know the Cubs had won while they were at work.
Simpler times. You know, back in the 50s when I was living in the Bronx, you know, Mickey Mantle, one of my favorite players. God, glory days.
Is that why you hate New York?
Is that what? Yeah, that's all my.
Do you hate New York like that bad?
I would never live there.
Oh, no way. No.
Yeah, no, I would never live there. Not in the middle. That's like Francisco Lindor. Like, yeah, okay, they're going to pay you 10 years and, you know, on average, $34 million.
Well, actually,
a year.
It's a 20-year deal because there's
he's Bonilla'd.
Yep, Bonilla'd $50 million. 10 years past the contract, $5 million a year from 31 to 41, which.
Brilliant.
Beautiful.
Brilliant.
So smart to do that. I love when players...
He's getting paid until 2041.
$5 million
at least every year.
Yeah. Great. I mean, brilliant. Well, how much is the rent going to be or if he's going to purchase a place at this point? So I'm very interested to see, like, and I don't know if we'll ever find this out, but where will you live? What's your commute like? How much are your property taxes and your state taxes and all of the ancillary items that they ping you on? They nickel and dime you out there.
I don't know anything about, like, where is Queens?
It's just a sensible place where a driver for UPS and a paralegal could live at an affordable rate.
Douglas?
The boroughs, the Bronx.
I know. I'm saying, though, Mets play. In Queens, is that close to a place where you could live in a regular house or what? I have no idea. No clue.
Yeah, I mean, you could have regular houses in Queens. They're just stacked on top of each other. You know,
saying a house that Francisco Lindor is going to live in.
There's got to be a part of Queens somewhere. I mean, it's huge. The Bronx is huge. Brooklyn is huge. Staten Island is not huge. I wouldn't live on the island. No, 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 no. No, no thanks. Harlem. All right. What else do we have going on in the sports world? Talking about the boroughs of New York here got us all.
Right here. House in Queens, 4,300 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, $2.3 million.
Perfect.
Go buy that right now, Frankie.
Yeah, he can buy. I want. What's it? Are you on Zillow right now? Boy, found that fast. What's it say for property taxes a month? Those are always a rough estimate, but
yeah. Hold on, I gotta scroll down for that one.
It's worth. Yeah, it's definitely worth looking into because it's like, oh, okay, like the list price in this home. This isn't bad. And then you realize you got homeowner association fees and the property taxes, and then the estimated home insurance is never close. I'm a big Zillow guy. I love getting on Zillow just to find out, like. You know, whatever, let's say $150,000 will get you in the Metro Detroit area or in Northwest Ohio.
Property taxes in 2019 for this property were $16,000. Tax assessment of $76,000.
$16,000 of property taxes isn't too bad for that size of house.
For a house over $2 million? Doesn't seem bad.
Doesn't seem bad at all. Interested on the school systems. All right, well, so we'll step aside. When we return, we'll get into the Pistons Blazers last night at Bally Sports Detroit. New graphics. Pistons ended up losing 124-101. We'll get into that next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's time to play ball with BetMGM. Get $1 in free bets for every home run hit on opening day when you wager $25 on any Major League Baseball game on opening day. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Don't miss your chance to rack up free bets with every single homer on April 1st. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com for the most exciting action of the new Major League Baseball season. You'll also get instant access to the most innovative parlay selection features. And baseball's got a ton, you know that. Live betting options, tons of player props, and daily boosted odds specials. bets. Feel the thrills of opening day by scoring $1 in free bets for every homer when you wager $25 on any MLB game on April 1st. Even if your baseball wager strikes out, you'll still win every time someone knocks it out of the park on opening day, thanks to BetMGM. Swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Hey, the Easter basket's ready.
Why is there ham in the Easter basket?
It's cooked spiral sliced half ham, actually. I got them at Meijer for just 83 cents per pound with a limit of two. Who wouldn't want ham in their Easter basket?
What about the toys?
Oh, right, the toys.
I found so many great toys in the Easter toy book at Meijer.com. I just ordered some with Meijer Home Delivery for only a $4.95 delivery fee.
Delicious ham and fun new toys. What more could you ask for?
Fill your baskets this Easter at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts Store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Premixed Two-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at MyAutoValueStore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hanlon, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming in for the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. I love Peaches, but I think Chris Illich pays anyone $100 when they say Miggy is in great shape. Peaches just earned $500 today. Stafford is finally gone. Now Miggy can go. Let's flush the toilet of Detroit sports and start with new blood. All right. Well, I mean, you still owe Miguel Cabrera money, so there's no sense in letting somebody go that, I mean, if he can give you a few games at first base, he can give you, you know, the rest of the time at DH, if he's, you know, if guys in the clubhouse really enjoy him and they can pick his brain a little bit, I'm sure he's got plenty to offer from an experience standpoint. So I don't know if you just pay a guy to leave, especially if he can be somewhat productive. We hear it every year. That's why we joke about it, that Miggy's in the best shape of his life.
Not that I've been a Miggy guy the last couple of years, but I don't want him hitting those milestones with any other uniform on, so that's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, he's been here for so long that, I mean, he's a Detroit Tiger. Like, when Miguel Cabrera goes into the Hall of Fame, he goes in as a Tiger. Like, you're going to give up on...
I don't know. You got that ring with the Marlins.
True. Team sport. Right? Team sport. He won a triple crown in Detroit. Like, that's...
Yeah, but individual statistics don't mean anything anymore in this town. It's all about, well, if you won a playoff game, we're going to celebrate you forever.
He was a part of teams that won playoff games.
I think he's referring to Matthew Stafford.
This is true. I'm on the same page. But, you know, I don't know. You think he goes in as a Tiger?
He will, probably, yeah. But, I mean, he'll be wearing the old English D in this, on his plaque, but.
Yeah, guy won the triple crown. You're not going to pay him that money and just tell him to go away. That's ridiculous. I don't care if a guy only plays half the season. You're paying him. You're contracted to pay him. Pay him. And while you're getting paid, he needs, what, 13 home runs? 13 home runs and I forget how many hits off the top of my head. I'll look it up real quick. But to get to his milestone markers, like, yeah, of course. Of course I want him to do that here. Last night, the Pistons took on the Portland Trailblazers on the brand new Bally Sports Detroit. It's all the same crew as Fox Sports Detroit. I saw a lot of people complaining that they couldn't find the game. I'm like, dude, just fire up the Fox Sports Go app. It's still there.
It will be. It will be Bally Sports. I think it's just going to be the Bally Sports app. But yeah, that like in the coming days, that's just going to flip over and you won't even notice it.
Yeah, it'll just be the image logo on your phone instead of it saying Fox Sports Go. I imagine it'll just have the red and white B, and that'll be it. And then you could continue to watch the games as normal. But watching last night's game, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, those two combining for 57 points, they are. I hope that you had the opportunity to watch that game. Damian Lillard is special. One of the more likable guys, I think, in the sport because of the loyalty to Portland. You know, everyone's like, big market. And he's like, no, I'm fine right here. This is the team that drafted me. This is the team that took a chance on me. I was, a low-rated prospect out of high school. Nobody cared where I went to college. I've earned everything that I've gotten. He's developed into a wonderful, just blossomed into a wonderful professional basketball player. And, along with Steph Curry, he has helped mold and shape the game differently because of his long-range shot. I'll never forget when he pulled up on Paul George when Paul George was with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And, Damian Lillard shot it from like 37 or 38 feet. It's deep. That's deep. Damn near midcourt. And Paul George is like, that's a bad shot. And then the statistics literally told you that when Damian Lillard shoots the ball from there, it's not a bad shot. It's like anybody else shooting a 15-footer. Like, it's crazy. And so if you had the opportunity to watch that game last night, although the Pistons did get drilled, it wasn't as bad as it looked. The fourth quarter, second half, Portland kind of pulled away. The offense for Portland is very much, Damian Lillard is a franchise type of player now that has been drafted there. Who has stayed there, CJ McCollum, a franchise type of player. They've got good size with Powell, Nurkic, and Rocco, Robert Covington, who once won the fantasy league. And they got 16 off the bench from Carmelo Anthony in 22 minutes, which is, Carmelo Anthony in Portland, Melo Blazers, a lot better than Melo in the Knicks, I can tell you that much. Jeremy Grant went for 30 on 11 of 19 shooting. Sadiq Bey had a really, really rough night. Guy played 25 minutes, didn't hit a single shot. Not one single shot. He was 0 of 8 from the field, including 0 of 7 from 3. Didn't get to the free throw line. 0 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 turnovers. Guy had a miserable night. And you're going to have those. Saben Lee, 1 of 4 from the field, 2 points. Josh Jackson, 0 of 5 from the field, 0 points. You had two starters putting up donuts. Mason Plumlee had another good game with 18. But they got 19 off the bench from Hamidou Diallo. And did you see that shot that he pulled off against the shot clock early on in the first quarter? Hamidou from Hamtramck. My God, that guy can play. And Corey Joseph with some nice production once as well. So Tyler Cook trying to make the most out of his contract that he signed with. Went 3 for 3 from the field in limited minutes. Just played 15.
He's going to get at least another 10 day. I don't know what I don't know what they're going to do after that. But I think they like him. Dwayne Casey was like, he's the type of guy that you want on your roster, so I think he's going to be around for a while.
I hope so. I really do. I love Hamidou Diallo. I think he is just, he's the bee's knees, man. Like, what a trade. Like, he is so much better than Svi.
I was thinking, like,
so much better than Svi. How that trade ever went through, Troy Weaver's a dog.
Yeah, I was watching yesterday. I was thinking, how did we get Diallo and Corey Joseph just mid-season?
Oh, just no big deal. Like, yeah, no, we'll give you the Svi Mihailuk that everybody, because we overvalue people in this town. That's what happens. Because of the lack of success that we've had over the course of time, we have been overvaluing maybe some mid-level players. And that's fair. It happens, right? We want to be excited about somebody. So Svi Mihailuk comes over and says, like, oh, yeah, Svi's a shooter. Svi's a... Dude, I need Hamidou Diallo in my life. I don't need Svi's. I need Hamidou's.
Okay, but Svi is a good shooter.
Sure.
That's not the team that they are right now. They're just not a, hey, we're going to go and shoot 43s a game. We'll shoot 20, and then we're going to go to the rack.
We want to be long. We want to be athletic. We want to be fast. And I know that this team is 13 and whatever. And I get that they just lost by 23 points. Wheels kind of came off there in the fourth quarter. You get outscored by 15 points. I mean, there's the difference in the ballgame. This is one of the worst beatings that they've taken all season.
Yeah, and Portland scored 73 in the second half. They're just they were on fire.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Like it happens. We know we are a guy away. Couldn't believe Sadiq played as poorly as he did. You know, but if he hits four of those shots, if he goes 3 of 7 from three-point land, and if he went 4 of 8 from the field overall, and he got to the line at least once, this thing's way closer. If Josh Jackson doesn't pull off a donut, you know, you're looking at Sadiq Bey and Josh Jackson went Franz and Mike Smith. Like that, they had a bad day at the office. They had a bad day at the office, and that is what it is, and that's how you end up with the result of losing by 23 points. But Hamidou Diallo, in exchange, like, I am very excited. Troy Weaver right now, and I know Brad Holmes is giving him a run. We just got to see how the draft pans out and what this team will look like actually on the field, because I'm very excited about what the Lions will be offering. But Troy Weaver right now, I mean, if he turns this thing around and totally overhauls this roster to get to the point where the Pistons are not just contending for the playoffs. I don't want them in the 8-7 spot. We've been there. We know what that's like, right? Being the 8th seed in the East is like being in basketball purgatory. Like, you're not good enough to win the series. You're not bad enough to get what you think is going to be a franchise type of player in the draft. So for me, Troy Weaver pulls this thing off, statue, immediately, somewhere. We'll step aside. When we return, we'll talk to former NBA scout and NCAA coach Darren Cohn. He will join us on the changes in the NBA world of scouting, plus Michigan, UCLA, and a Final Four preview as well. That's coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, and now I know that your bracket is busted, and I know that Dan and I are number one and number two in our bracket challenge, but that's okay. Throw your bracket out the window. TwinSpires Sportsbook has an offer just for you. Now with TwinSpires Primetime Play of the Week, you can double your money if any team hits a three-pointer this weekend. Sign up now with TwinSpires Sportsbook with the promo code PRIMETIME and get exclusive plus 100 odds on any team to make a three-pointer this Saturday in the men's semifinals. With only 4 teams left dancing, now is the time to get in on the action. Any team makes a shot from downtown and you'll go home a winner. Then you can ride that momentum into Monday's championship game or into Augusta next week for golf's greatest event. TwinSpires Sportsbook. Download the app today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Offer valid for new players only up to a maximum bet of $25. Must be 21 years of age and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.